This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Inflation might just be letting up finally. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The consumer price index rose 0.5% in July. If you take out energy prices and other volatile factors that jump all over the place, you get an increase of 0.3%. That is substantially lower than the month before, 0.9%. And that is the first piece of hard evidence we've got that the crazy inflation we have seen during the recovery might actually be temporary. With us to talk about it is Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So does this mean that we are turning some kind of corner in this inflation journey this economy's been on?
Well, quite possibly. This is a good sign, and I think the market is going to take this positively. We have been very concerned about inflation and how much prices are going to increase as a result. This consumer price index data that came out this morning is a positive. People were expecting a 0.4% increase month over month, ex food and energy. And instead, we got a 0.3% increase. That doesn't sound like that's a big difference, but the difference is between this month and last month. Last month, the increase was almost a full percent. This is good because it shows that those price increases are abating. They're coming down. And I think the market is going to look at that and say that that's a positive. We want things to start to stabilize.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good, as always, to talk to you.
Thank you.
Senate Democrats squeaked through President Biden's $3.5 trillion plan to support family services, health care, environmental, and climate change programs. It passed on a party line vote, 50-49. And that came hours after the Senate passed the less contentious part of the president's agenda that focused on fixing the nation's roads and pipes and public transit. That $1 trillion package got bipartisan support. And tucked away in there is $66 billion for passenger and freight rail. It would be the biggest investment the federal government has made in railroads since Amtrak was founded in 1971. But a good chunk of that money might go to just one 10-mile stretch of track, the Gateway Project, connecting New Jersey and New York City. That's giving rail enthusiasts mixed feelings, Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
More than 200,000 passengers rode the rails between New Jersey and Penn Station every day before COVID hit through a tunnel damaged by Hurricane Sandy.
The Gateway is the most important rail project currently ongoing.
Sean Jeansgale is with the Rail Passengers Association. The problem is the price, up to $30 billion. Not all of that tab is on the feds, but overall, the Northeast Corridor could gobble up a big chunk of those new rail dollars.
You cannot have a national program that spends the vast majority of its money in northeastern states.
NYU transit researcher Elon Levy adds that New York should ask why its transit projects are so expensive.
Often it is three white-collar supervisors doing the job of one.
The infrastructure bill allocates a fresh $110 billion to roads and bridges. Rail advocates say they'd like some of that funding for rail projects not near the Hudson River. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Dating app Bumble releases quarterly results later today. That should provide a window into the online dating lives of Americans at a time when a lot of COVID restrictions have been lifted. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more on how online dating apps are adapting.
Do you want a first date on video, or are you okay with meeting in real life? Are masks a must or not so much? These are the kind of questions dating apps are asking users to try to gauge their preferences. Arizona State University communications professor Liesl Shorabi says there are badges for people to post whether they've been vaccinated.
Some people aren't okay meeting up with somebody in person if they don't know their vaccination status.
The mobile data tracking company Apptopia says new users of the top 50 dating apps are flat year over year. But people who have downloaded the apps are staying on longer, swiping more. Forrester researcher Mike Prue says that likely has to do with the COVID-19 Delta variant.
That is just going to continue to keep people inside. And when they're inside, we see that screen time continues to increase.
Ann Prue says dating apps are responding by creating game-like features and other content designed to keep people in the app even longer. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Visitors are traveling to Hawaii almost as much as they did before the pandemic. That is despite worries over the Delta variant. And that's great for the island's tourism industry. But something is different about this wave of visitors. People aren't checking into hotels as much as they used to. Instead, they're going to a growing number of vacation rental properties. And as Hawaii Public Radio's Casey Harlow reports, both the tourists and that trend are proving to be sources of tension.
The Hawaii Tourism Authority says vacation rentals have had a higher occupancy rate than hotels since October, and the trend is continuing.
I'm completely booked until April. Even a little bit further out.
Cindy Wild rents out an apartment on Hawaii Island. She says most vacation rentals on the west side of the Big Island are booked until next year.
I think we're at capacity, I would say. I'm sure if you look onto Vrbo and Airbnb, there are not many vacancies because, you know, it's really busy.
Wild says vacation rentals are cheaper than hotels, and it's easier for groups to stay together. Short-term rentals inject money into state and local governments through taxes and fees. And the state's tourism agency says that all added up to more than $3 billion in 2018. For example, vacation rentals in Maui County represent 37% of the annual property tax revenue, according to Maui Vacation Rental Association Director Jen Russo.
This year alone, short-term rentals will supply Maui County with $142 million. Compared to other visitor-related accommodations, vacation rentals are the only segment to have increased their tax contributions this year.
But not everybody is happy. Some locals are upset with tourists causing disruptions in normally quiet neighborhoods. Oahu resident Kathleen Pahinui used to live next to a vacation rental unit, which led her to join a community group to advocate for more regulations.
Especially on the middle of the week, I got to get up and go to work the next day. This is not a resort area. This is a community, and you're not being respectful.
While each county does issue permits for vacation rental units, pressure is building to allow fewer of them and to push Airbnb to stop advertising unlicensed rentals. Pahinui also says out-of-state investors are buying up homes to rent out to tourists, driving up real estate prices and adding to a local housing crisis. From Honolulu, I'm Casey Harlow for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.